News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Roisin, tell us about your plan that landlords should have to bring rental properties up to a minimum energy rating.
Yeah, I suppose it's speaking from personal experience, Shane. I was living in a house with my son and we had to have at least €200 if he wanted to get oil delivered. And there were times when I didn't have that, but I could afford briquettes. So we ended up sleeping in the sitting room. And I actually found out myself about the grant and got the landlord, told the landlord, and he put in the attic insulation and he filled the cavity walls. And I never slept in the sitting room again. So I suppose from having the life experience, I keep thinking about people who are renting. Now, I mean, I think most landlords are good at keeping their houses in order, but there's still lots of people living in mouldy, damp conditions, despite exorbitant rents. And like there are some good incentives there. There's a tax reduction of up to 10,000 per property for a maximum of 2 rental properties. So before I get slaughtered for helping the big vulture funds and the big landlords, this only applies to landlords who have 2 rental properties or less. And like €10,000 of a tax deduction would more than amply cover the cost of doing your attic insulation and your cavity wall insulation and help to go a long way in making the house warmer for tenants.
It seems like a really good idea. And obviously, in an ideal world, it's what we would want. Is there a danger, though, of unintended consequences? If you start putting in regulations for landlords, could some of them withdraw from the market? Could some of them use it as an excuse to boot out existing tenants? Could there be unintended consequences from this measure?
Well, that €10,000 one, they can't actually get rid of the tenants to do the work if they want to get the 10,000 tax deduction. Like the ESRI are currently doing a big research piece, and we're going to have comprehensive data on all rental housing stock, including current BER upgrading requirements and financial capacity of landlords, which is due out later this year. So I think that's where we have to look at that and see where we are exactly with, because we don't have good data at the moment currently on the state of affairs when it comes to rental properties.
Okay. If the Greens are in government, I mean, obviously there isn't going to be time to implement this before the next election, but if the Greens are in government after the next election, is this going to be in the programme for government as far as you're concerned?
Well, sure, one can but ask, you know. I mean, we had got it in the last previous government that we'd get all housing stock up to a level of B2 energy rating by 2030. Like, you know, substandard, badly insulated houses have to become a thing of the past for so many reasons, for personal health reasons, for the cost of running the home, for our carbon targets. There's so many reasons why we need to have better standards, and the RTB will have to play their part as well.
Okay, all right. Lots of texts coming in on this from landlords. If my rental property needs a ton of work to bring it up to some sort of energy rating, I'd have to let it stand empty because I just can't afford it. It's expensive enough to rent it to someone else as it is.
Well, there is a new very low 3% loan available for between 5,000 and 75,000 euros that's government backed that people can access if they need extra funding to do the work. But I think at a minimum, like there are plenty of attics that have not got enough insulation, plenty of empty cavity walls that need to be done as well. And they're 80% funded and you can still get your tax deduction. I mean, if you can't afford to do it, then, you know, we can't expect them to do it. I suppose that's why the ESRI information is going to be so vital as well, to see what the financial capacity is of landlords. We don't want anybody
anything. I mean, are you implementing it or not? You know what I mean? If you start giving people an out, then people won't do it.
Yeah, but Shane, we have to bring people with us too, you know. I mean, we have to make it viable for the landlord as well as the tenant. And I think the 10,000 deduction for property owners who only have up to 2 rentals is something that we need to try and promote a bit more as well. And it doesn't have to be costing an arm and a leg. You don't have to do a deep retrofit on every house. But there's cheaper things you can do, which is why we got the 80% grant for insulation, because that is a huge difference to people's houses. I know from living in a house that only did those 2 things, the difference it made.
Yeah, okay. All right, we will leave it there. Roisin Garvey, Green Party Senator, Deputy Leader of the party as well. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.